VOA News. At least six people were killed and 13 others wounded in two bombings in Somalia on Sunday. The deadliest explosion happened in the capital, Mogadishu, where four people were killed in a car bombing outside a coffee shop on the capital's busiest road. Officials believe the car was driven by a suicide bomber. The blast caused huge damage to the coffee shop and nearby buildings. Earlier in the day, two people were killed and four others were wounded after a suicide car bomb exploded near a military vehicle in Afgoye. All of the victims were government soldiers. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack in Afgoye, which is 30 kilometers west of Mogadishu. A Taliban suicide bomber killed three NATO troops on a foot patrol in eastern Afghanistan on Sunday in an attack that also wounded an American soldier and two Afghan troops. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Czech military has confirmed that the three victims of the attack were all Czech service members. The Taliban claimed the attack, which took place near Bagram military base in the province of Parwan. U.S. Army General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, said his thoughts and prayers are with the family of the fallen and wounded soldiers in the attack. NATO formally concluded its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014, but some 16,000 U.S. and other NATO soldiers are providing support and training to Afghan troops and carrying out counterterrorism missions. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 82 people have been killed and hundreds injured when a powerful earthquake rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok on Sunday. It sent residents and tourists fleeing into the streets. The quake was recorded at magnitude 7.0 by the U.S. Geological Survey. This is VOA News. South